Hello and welcome to a new episode and a new week here at the Radical Broccoli Podcast. We have a really, I think, a little heartwarming episode for you today. And we decided on this topic because summer is often a time where we have kind of high expectations, maybe for external events, and like we have all of these beautiful summer memories, parties, all of these things. And sometimes we actually need to flip it around and start to dig deep inside ourselves instead and find that inspiration and that fun, because the external always reflects the internal. And this summer has been like, I don't know, it's been a bit different. It's been a bit more quiet, I think. So for me, it's been a really good chance to look within me and sort of reignite what inspires me. And that's also a really beautiful thing. So today we are going to talk about what inspires us right now. And our intention, our hope for this episode is that you feel really inspired to do the same, to like investigate within, follow your intuition, start doing things that maybe you haven't done before and see where it leads you. And the first quote I heard this morning was from Albert Einstein. I don't remember exactly what it says, but it's something in the terms of, you know, nothing will change if nothing changes. No energy will move if no energy moves. So basically, taking new actions and doing new things will change your life, believe it or not. So I'm here and together with Suze. Hello.
Hi, Annette.
Hi. We're gonna have this episode together. And if it's the first time you're listening, welcome to the Radical Broccoli Podcast. We're super excited to have you here. And this podcast is all about trying to live our best and I would say most fulfilling lives. And sometimes that isn't always pretty. It goes really deep and wide and up and down. And we're just here to talk about all of it. And hopefully you can recognize yourself and us and what we're going through and know that at the end of the tunnel and after making big shifts, there's so much beauty and joy. And that's what we want to remind you of.
That feels like a comforting, warm hug. I like that. Because that's, as you say, big parts of life are those shifts. And when we grow, especially when we are these kinds of souls that are just here to just grow and shift and change and evolve all the time, we need to give ourselves so much love and so much space.
Yeah.
When you say that sometimes in life, it kind of just all stills down, it gets quiet. Sometimes even feel like you can hear crickets because it's so quiet. And I remember in my old mind, I would think like, I would look outside of me like, why is nothing happening? It seems like the world is this and that and the energy in the world is like this. But what I didn't realize before I got a bit older, like actually not so long ago, is that it's all a reflection of what's going on inside.
Yeah.
Combined with, you know, zooming out and looking at the season and the energy and the astrological season, I feel all of it stirred into one pot. It makes sense.
Yeah. And it's also like accepting how things, you know, are different. For example, this time last summer, I remember exactly what I was doing and where I was, and things are different this summer. And that actually made me really disappointed. I was like, oh, I wish I was like in that same spot I was last year. And I used a lot of energy of like wishing myself back. And then I realized, you know, I've gone through a whole year of experiences and growth, and then I'm gonna just try to recreate the past. Like, and I think that's a very common thing to do. Like, and if I'm really honest, and remember how I felt on the inside at the exact same time, maybe I don't want to go back to that. And maybe I am actually in a much better place now. But yeah, so I think it's like summer also comes with a lot of expectations of like how to feel, how to look, all of that. it's important to remember that we can create anything we want, really.
Yep.
But sometimes we go through bigger things and maybe we have to accept situations as they are too. Yeah. So, and in that, in the midst of that, I think it's a great place to find inspiration.
Yes, and I want to actually build on what we spoke about in our membership last week, which was so beautiful and it stuck with me so much, which was that excitement is the language of our higher self.
Yeah.
We had Maria Gulset, a fantastic intuitive healer, coach, model, and yoga teacher. She spoke about embodying our worth, and we dove deep into that conversation. And then one of the first things we touched upon was choosing to do more of what resonates with us.
Mm.
And not only do more of, but also like pick the food that resonates, the clothing, brush our teeth in a way that resonates, sleep in bedding that resonates, and creating our own world of things that resonate, which actually will just fill up our cup so much, and it will be so unique for everyone.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's such a beautiful reminder. And in order to be able to do that, you have to kind of start to investigate and listen in and ask yourself, like, who am I? And what is it that I like? And sometimes we think we like something and it's maybe just because somebody else does.
Yeah.
And so then the discovery begins to like starting to know yourself. And I think inspiration and the topic of today therefore is so amazing, because that is the language of the higher self. That is like a sign. It's 11:11 when I say this.
Yeah,
but it's a sign from the universe that this is what your heart is desiring right now. And it's the most amazing feeling to be inspired. It's like spirit is literally running through.
Yeah. Yes, 100%.
So,
okay, let's dive in.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about what inspires us right now. And yeah, let's dive in. You can go. You can start with your very first topic.
Okay. The first thing that came to my mind when we talk about what inspires me right now is going to be a bit obvious, but it is surfing. And surfing gives me so much pleasure. And actually what I wanted to mention is also that in terms of inspiration and getting excited and all of these things, it's also really cool to check out our human design.
Mm.
So for me as a generator, it's really important to do things that excite me, because then I build up a lot of energy that I then can use on all the other things. So as we talked about before, for example, having a surf session, it makes me so excited, fulfilled, energized, happy. I mean, also I can get a bit frustrated out there sometimes, but that general feeling of having that hobby of something that we keep progressing in. We're training with a coach, and you know, we're really going into it to develop and to evolve, which I find so fun, just like I love developing my inner world and changing and shifting and growing. I really like to do it with sports as well.
Yeah. And why do you think it inspires you? Like, why do you think, I mean, is it when you catch the wave? Is it fun? Or is it like when you see yourself get better at something? Or is it like facing a fear?
I think it's the combination of all those things and actually how challenging it is. Because every time I go out there, I really need to face myself. I really need to change that inner voice, because it can become so critical sometimes. Like, I'm not good enough, I'm not as good as everyone out there, it's only men, it's a man sport, I need to be stronger, I need to develop quicker, you know, my mind can go all of these ways. But every session I have this shift which I think I also take with me throughout all my other parts in my life, where I just state to myself, like, no, enough of talking down to myself. That's not going to take me anywhere. Thank you for showing me all my fears. Thank you for showing me all my perceived limitations. Because if you think about it, if someone would have told me that I would start surfing when I was 30, I would never believe you. So it's all of those things. It's so challenging in, like, psychologically, physically as well. You need to build up a lot of strength. You need to trust that your body can do things that you've never done before.
Yeah.
And then there's also the part of connecting so deeply with nature. You're literally sitting out there in the water, depending on nature to serve certain type of conditions for us to surf on. And it's just, I think it's a beautiful way to play with nature. We're actually, like, we're surfing on the waves, and it's, yeah, it is so cool in so many ways. And it's somehow something that resonated with me way before I started surfing. The whole surf lifestyle, the style of the 70s, Hawaii, Australia, all of these elements. So I would say it's kind of like an excitement that goes really, really deep. What about you and surfing?
I don't know. Like, I feel like it goes so much up and down. I've had these periods where I just love it. I want to do it like 2 times every day in Costa Rica, for example. And then I've had longer periods where I'm just like, I feel like I'm at the same level forever. And it just like is so demotivating. So I don't know. It really goes up and down. And then like one good wave and you're back and you're like, fuck yeah. It's so fun.
Translate that straight back to life.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But no, I think surfing is super challenging. Because I think the hard part for me is that I know that I can do things physically, but it's like mentally I'm so blocked. At literally throwing myself out there. And it's so strange because I've seen what I can do. Like, I've seen what I can do on the waves. But whatever is going on in my life impacts so much surfing.
Yeah.
And my body, it's like, if I'm going through something challenging, I literally can't open my legs wide enough. And it's so funny. Yeah. I wish surf teachers knew that, because they're like, open your legs. And it's like physically, when you're going through fear, you don't feel open to life. You're like, oh, stuck. And then when you feel really contracted. Amazing, you're so open. And it's just like so easy, because you have so much more balance. You have so much more courage.
Yeah.
So I think, like, yeah, I don't know. Surfing, like, it challenges me just a lot. And it's something like I want to be better at, and it's something that I think is so frustrating that I'm not better at. It feels like I'm just not evolving. So I don't know right now if that is my top inspiration, but it's definitely my top, like, every time I'm in the ocean, like, just being out there, being in the ocean, being in the water, then, like, it's just complete silence. And it's, like, the best feeling, at least before I have expectations of what I'm going to do. And
that's such a metaphor.
Feeling is really amazing.
For life.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a good metaphor for life. It's like, if you lower your expectations and your presence in the moment, and you just appreciate your surroundings, and you appreciate what's already there, then you feel so good.
Yeah.
But as soon as you set the bar too high, you set yourself up for really beating yourself up.
Yeah. But it's weird because, for example, I started surf skating. And that is, like, I find when I progress so fast, and it's so fun, and it literally feels like I have the same feeling there, like when I go horseback riding. It's so different. And I'm just like, why is that? Why is it such a big difference? Why is it like, I don't know. So yeah, I don't know. I'm in like this middle place right now where I love it, but at the same time, I'm like, oh.
I think that's what happens when you hire a coach, as we just did here in Portugal now. So we have surf sessions together. When you hire a coach, you set the intention, whether you do it consciously or unconsciously, that something is going to change.
Mm.
You want to develop. So also naturally, all your limitations and fears are going to show up.
Yeah.
It's just like when you start with a business coach or a personal coach. Sometimes just hiring someone because of the fifth dimension working on intention, something happens right away, even though we haven't started working yet, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. But I still have a dream of like actually being able to surf. And I'm probably, I know myself, I'm super stubborn. I'm not going to give up. But right now it's just like, I don't know. It's not a love story. It's a love story, but it's not like 100% joy.
Yeah. But let's talk about the breath a little bit related to that. Because that is also something that inspires me, is working with the breath.
Mm-hmm.
In relation to any kind of sport and meditation and life and business and our nervous system and our health in general, it's so fascinating with the breath. And the reason why I thought of it now is that, as you said, if you struggle with fear and actually opening up your physical body and being in a good position on the surfboard because of fear and contraction, one of the sort of remedies for that is deepening our breath.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I've found like, for example, I haven't been to a yoga studio forever. And talk about inspiration. Like I really try to every day ask myself, like, what is it that my body wants? And the other day I went to this yoga studio. And it was exactly what I needed. She just took and pushed under my belly, like, this is where you breathe out. And it was like, in 1 hour, I feel like I changed the physiology of my body. And it's like I detoxed and I started breathing and my anxiety levels went down. And it was just like, it was the push I needed. And that's what's so interesting. I feel like sometimes, you know, you think you want to be good at surfing. It's not always in the waves it's going to happen.
No.
It's like sometimes you really need to balance elsewhere. And that's why you have to listen to your inspiration. Because if I was to only push myself out in the water every day, go, 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 I don't think that would. I mean, eventually, yeah, it would. But I think that when I listen to my true inspiration and listen to my body, it was like screaming for like be more feminine, more in the breath, more open, more in tune, nurturing, like that's what I needed. And I think that is the practice to trust that and not let the ego be like, come on, push it, let's go. So with the breath, I think that it's super important to connect with the breath. And I definitely noticed that, like when I feel stressed that I can't breathe, and when you can't breathe, you activate flight or fight response, and then you sort of have it going in this loop. So that's definitely one of the things I'm like really inspired by and craving right now, is more like safety, finding safety within my body again.
Yeah, I love how you say that you asked your body what it wanted, because I don't think everyone does that. And it's such a nice thing. I just read this really, really cool book from Access Consciousness called Embodiment. And it talks about all these examples where they ask their body all the time with regards to food, with regards to sports, to people, to to everything. And has these fascinating examples of people who start to connect with their body, and suddenly they really, really shift and change their lives.
Wow.
Through that, like one woman dropped like 20 kilos because she started asking her body what she wanted, and then she started to make healthier choices for herself. Because that's what she actually craved, but her emotions and her ego told her that she wanted to stuff her body with all of these junk foods. And then she was actually really honest with herself, and it went the opposite way of what you would think. So it's so beautiful.
Wow. That's so cool. Yeah, and what you took up the breath, like what does it mean for you to understand more of the breath?
Yeah, for me it's a tool, constant tool in every situation, all the time. Even when I'm just sitting at my desk working, I could suddenly notice that I'm just holding my breath, not breathing. And then I know that there is some contraction happening in the body. I will get tense, I will get stiff shoulders, headache, and then we have the whole ball rolling into unwellness. So the breath is something that for me, it's like the switch that I can click into feeling good, basically. Yeah, I love connecting with it, with these small reminders, but I also love going into meditation when you actually just go deep and focus on your breath, or doing a breath work session, like the one we did with Ina Winter in our membership last year.
Yeah.
It is so deep. And for someone who has never tried breath work before, I don't think you would realize how deep you go into your emotional self. You go into the deepest parts of yourself, and you free energy that is stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
And all of these emotions come out. There can be tears, there can be immense laughter, can be anger, just through deepening our breath over an extended period of time.
Yeah, and sometimes you can even see colors.
Yeah, you can go into altered states of consciousness. And we have this tool, we have it all the time, everywhere, anywhere we are, whether we are out surfing in the waves, we need to use our breath when we're working, when we're relaxing, when we do yoga, for transformational work. It is always there for us. And this is, yeah, that inspires me a lot to know that we have this tool and we can use it in so many cool ways.
Yeah. It's so fascinating. Yeah, that's actually really inspiring because, you know, let's say you have some time off this summer and you're like, what am I supposed to do? It's like you can literally explore the whole universe within you.
Yeah.
And you can have like you can have a Kundalini rising from breath work. Like, it's insane things that can happen.
Yeah.
You can shift your financial status from breath work session. Like, I'm not even kidding. You can shift your magnetic field, you can shift your energetic field, your attraction point, your magnetism.
Yeah.
From just being with yourself. Like, you don't even have to leave the door, you have to go within.
Yeah. And that's what I think many find challenging. But just remember this as we're saying this, as you're receiving this information, take it and do something with it. Because within half an hour or an hour at home, you can go on a journey. And then when you open your eyes again, the world looks different.
Yeah.
It feels different.
And that's the same feeling I have whenever I have a therapy session or a hypnosis or something like that.
Yeah.
You can also, like, within an hour, literally colors can change. The world looks brighter. And I noticed that in my clients as well. Like, the way they look at life can change within an hour just because you go deep into subconscious beliefs and you actually can shift them.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, amazing. That's why that's like also something that, you know, excitement, like that is excitement to me, because when somebody says anything is possible, I'm like, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I know.
I want to know. I want to experiment. I'll try anything. I think it's super interesting. Like, I'm like, that is my soul. It's just like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I totally agree. If I see a new method, a new type of way of thinking, a new way of going within, I'm like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, and I think that is also like some souls are here to really do all that and discover and alter and change and also inspire other people to do the same. Which is why I think the more we have allowed individually ourselves to follow our excitement, the more we have gone deeper and in turn have been able to share that with more people. And that's kind of like, if you're wondering how to find your purpose, I think that is a very cool recipe.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, on this
Okay.
topic, let's talk about something, a specific modality that is very exciting. Kundalini awakening process. Cup. Tell us, what inspires you about cup?
So, wow. We talked a little bit about it in the podcast. But cup, I did it for the first time in Costa Rica in Zunia. And it was just such an amazing feeling. Like I connected with divine love and oneness and pure bliss. And it was truly so beautiful. And then also what I loved about cup is like, if you ever are skeptical about energy or you don't believe in like magic, go to a cup session, you know? Like it's just undeniable. And I also really loved, like I got so many downloaded messages. My like I don't know if my third eye or whatever it is just cracked open. And every time I've had a cup session, I get this strong messages and I literally start to follow them and things just change. So yeah, I'm currently dreaming about becoming a facilitator. And I hope that will happen because I would love to also offer it in the membership and things like that. But we'll see what life brings. But I think it's a really beautiful way to play with energy. And yeah, it's like literally it for me it's like candy. It's something my soul is like, yes. It's so light, it's so easy, it's like it's so accessible. Because all you have to do in a cup session is to surrender. And I know for some people that's the hardest thing ever, but for me it's much easier to surrender than to fight my fight or to like push myself. So yeah, and we're both going to a retreat here in Portugal.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Me
It's only a
too.
few weeks away.
I know.
Ooh, in the magical Sintra Mountains forest.
Yes.
Mountains
That
forest.
place is enchanted.
Yeah. That's gonna be so fascinating. I think what, yeah, that feeling that it gives me is coming home, like true self and authenticity,
Yeah.
and
And
seeing
what
the
does that feel like?
capacity of what we are.
What does it feel like to like come home or to?
It feels like all the stress and the worries and the blocks and the pain, everything is just stripped away, and you're there with a feeling of really feeling connected to yourself and to every other being. That oneness feeling is just so beautiful.
Wow, yeah.
And that's also what Maria talked about last week in the membership, and that's the reason that we can know that we are inherently worthy, because we are all one, and actually experiencing that we are all one instead of reading about it is very, very different. Because when you have felt that we're all one, you're like, wow, I feel so much less judgmental of anyone.
Yeah.
I feel connected to even people who are way, they feel way above me in the 3D world. I feel like we're versions of the same being. I feel like what's available for them is available for me. It opens up so many new doors.
Yeah.
And it gives hope and joy and love and warmth and a physical pleasure, I would say.
Yeah, wow. It's not the same, but it's like a similar feeling I get when I read Radical Forgiveness.
Yeah.
You just alter the way you look at things, like everything just becomes out of love. Like if somebody pushes your buttons, it's like, wow, they're assisting my soul and growing. And yeah, that's also the feeling that you're saying now, like oneness. It's like, oh wow, I love that person. Anyways, you know, thank you for being there. And connecting more to that is really, it softens the heart. And that's what I mean, like this is one of the things that will help me surf better, because it softens my body, it opens my heart, it makes me like trust life more. And when you go through challenging things, or for example breaking a very old pattern, like it can feel so super uncomfortable, and then but sometimes you need, you kind of like, you go through uncomfortable times to, because if nothing changes, nothing changes. Like
So,
change is sometimes uncomfortable. Like that's just the way it is. Sometimes you can come out of a cap session and you can actually, like you, the first time you felt sick.
Oh, I was sick and furious. I wanted to throw up and scream and everything at once.
Yeah.
Because that was within me, like a block. It needed to be released.
Yeah.
And then that cup energy assisted me in doing exactly what I needed. But it was not what I wanted.
No. Exactly. And that's kind of like that oneness feeling reminds me of, for example, let's say you're like you get screwed over in business deal. And that triggers all the emotions, like how could I trust that person? How could I be so stupid? Blah blah.
Yeah.
And then when you connect to this feeling of oneness, this feeling of radical forgiveness, it's like, wow, this person really assisted me in seeing where I was repeating an old pattern of thinking I wasn't worthy enough of a beautiful business deal.
Exactly.
And yes, it's uncomfortable, but like you have to be able to release that energy in order to move forward. And yes, it can be excruciating. The ego can feel like stupid and can make you feel unworthy. And you can feel, and physically you can feel weak in your knees, weak in your legs. Like you feel gutted. So it's very real. And then when you connect back to this energy, you can see it from a different point of view, where you're like, wow, it's happening for me. And as you move through these emotions, you have this anchor of like, you know what, I'm gonna be an amazing aligned person at the other end of it, and that will help you trust and get through anything. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense. And also empowering yourself through taking responsibility and not pointing fingers outwards. For example, when you say a business deal that went wrong, we're so quick to be like, they screwed us over, they fucked with us.
Yeah.
And then we lose all our energy, all our power. It just like flop out of our body, because we're not taking a single percent of responsibility.
Yeah.
And what when also life is trying to teach us something that we are doing, we have created that on some level.
Yeah, and I feel like, and what also happens on a physical level is that you close your heart.
Yeah.
And when you close your heart, you cut off this stream of energy to your life force energy. And what literally happens is that you get a block inside of you, because you live through a past memory. And when you block your heart, you kind of cut off creativity, you cut off abundance, you cut off flow. Yeah. And many of us go through each day like open, close, open, close, open, close. And the goal is to literally be able to go through life with an open heart. So you we have endless amounts of energy available inside of us.
Yeah.
And the only reason we ever feel lethargic, depressed, tired is because we've closed our heart. Because we don't let this energy run through. And of course, it's because of trauma. It's because of like things we experienced in the past. It's hard. It's not like, it's not an easy task, but just knowing and just hearing that actually we can go through life with an open heart and have unlimited amounts of energy, look younger, feel better, be more magnetic. I think that is also like really inspiring to know.
It's so inspiring.
You know, I thought this podcast was going to be like, let's make popsicles.
Put on a coin and we'll go into the aspects of the soul.
Summer inspo.
We have some different things also.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Something that inspires me, one other thing on the spiritual realm, is this amazing course that I'm taking right now, which is all about what you're saying right now. How can we connect ourselves to the highest amount of life force energy?
Yeah.
And it's about finding what blocks us, clearing it, taking new action, raising our consciousness, stepping forward, having a totally new experience of life.
Yeah. And then the amazing part is like, you know that you did it.
Yeah.
So literally like, for example, with me in surfing, like, yeah, it's frustrating right now, but I know that's when I crack the code, I'm no, like, fuck, I did it.
Yeah, exactly. But more about that to come when I'm finished and I'm certified.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. Then we can have a whole episode on it.
Yes. Okay, so let's go to a bit more like, yeah, other things.
Yeah.
What more inspires you?
Oh, nature always. Right now, I'm really inspired. I was so inspired by Maria. So the last weeks I've been playing so much on like, in every moment, just listening to my body and like, okay, what excites me right now? And right now, and right now.
Yeah.
And it's taken me on so many journeys. Like I've been on road trips. I've been on hikes where I've never been before. I bought finally painting gear. I started painting again. And I have read some really amazing books at the beach that have inspired me. And I have visited cafes that usually I wouldn't go to because I didn't make it a priority. But now I was like, yeah, but that's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then I just do it. And that is it. Literally, it felt like I've been on an adventure with myself. And it's such a beautiful way to reconnect and to just like, I don't know, I've just been in this love bubble. Of excitement. So that's really been inspiring to me, and I can see that it's doing good on so many levels too.
Yeah.
I'm currently also very inspired by a book that I'm reading. It's called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer, and I've used a year to get past chapter one. Is seriously.
Wow.
But now I'm like, wow, was this in this book all the time? Like, it's honestly the most beautiful book ever. And yeah, it's all about this heart, opening the heart, keeping an open heart. And yeah, what else? I think, as always, yeah, nature, horses inspire me a lot. And I'm also just really inspired by people who are in alignment.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, I'm like, yeah, thanks. I'm getting there. What about you?
I had a very fun experience last week with a new way of buying food, which is this veggie box that you can get delivered to your house.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much fun to feel the difference between vegetables that come straight from this organic farm with like regenerative purpose and so much love put into cultivating those veggies.
Mm.
And they also home baked a gluten-free sourdough bread.
Oh, yeah.
And when I saw the box, my brain just like, poof. Something clicked, and it feels really, really fun and also exciting to see new. This is going to sound really nerdy, but like to see and try new vegetables.
Own your nerdiness.
Yeah,
your radical broccoli, for God's sake.
I think it's the right platform for it. Seeing new vegetables that I've never tried before, googling them, figuring out how to eat them and what kind of nutritional value they have, and seeing the colors, and also just the simple thing of seeing three different types of beetroots in different colors.
Yeah,
it's so exciting, because I felt a bit uninspired food wise I was like, okay, I want to try something new, and then this thing was available, and then I think this is something that, if it feels exciting for you, go check out some farm nearby you or some organic shops and just like change it up a little bit, because food, we need to find new inspiration within food all the time, because it's one of the things that we eat multiple times a day, and it's what fills us up physically, nutritionally, but also sometimes emotionally, sometimes psychologically.
Mm.
And yeah, so keeping that inspiration in the food lane is super, super fun. And it's also something that I use Pinterest for a lot.
Yeah. I also get very inspired by reels.
Yeah. So who do you follow within food, food and reels and Pinterest? And do you have any tips?
Yeah. So I really, yeah, so actually Instagram inspires me a lot when it comes to food.
Yeah,
all the reels that people are making, I'm like, wow, it inspires me to make my bowls a little bit more like creative and yeah, just spice things up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's anyone in specific that I'm following right now that's like, oh, this is what I love, but it's just like, I love reading, for example, about like, what does your hair need?
Yeah.
And then following that, and that makes me feel like, okay, I'm taking a really good small choice for myself every single day, and then in the end I will see the results.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I have like a specific account, but it's just like, okay, right now, the other day I read this Goop article about how to get healthy hair, for example.
Yeah.
And
what did it say?
It said, for example, you need zinc.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, that's doable. And it's also said, like, for example, you need beans, protein, I mean, all of the things. But it was just like reading it again, even though a lot of things I knew, it just inspired me to be like, okay, I'm going to remember to put protein in my dinner. I started to take zinc. Carrots are really excellent for hair. And tomatoes, for example. And so I just like added that. And then in the end, my dinner became just so much more interesting and like filled with life, literally, because I was like, oh, all of this is so good for me. And it made me happy. And it made me more interested in making that meal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it just...
Yeah. Totally. It feels more purposeful, kind of.
Yeah. And you know, don't get up.
You know, or I feel like it builds up more excitement when you eat because you're more present with the food and you strengthen that feeling of what it's going to give you. So you're like, ooh, this feels like it's going to give me thicker hair and like better digestion and all of that. And that actually amplifies what it's going to do.
Yeah. So it's without getting like obsessed, but for me, it was just like, it excited me. And I've been really, for example, another thing that I've been really doing lately is turning my phone off in the night and off in the morning.
Mm.
And I mean, it sounds so simple, but I was completely out of it. Like I literally went on Instagram first thing in the morning or on WhatsApp. Mm. And I was wondering why I had so much anxiety.
Yeah.
And so that's another hack where I've just been like, oh my God, I can connect with myself again. And in that silence, in that space where nobody can disturb me, that's really where I connect with spirit again. And like this anything is possible feeling. And I think I was maybe scared of it because I was avoiding my own emotions.
Mm.
And so I just had to like face them, meditate, dance, shake them out, take a therapy session. You know what I mean? Like instead of bubbling up into anxiety, I actually had to work through them.
Oh, yeah.
And that was also very good. And that's also when I started reading Michael Singer's book again.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I don't know. I like doing these small, that inspires me, like these small everyday things that make our lives better. For example, every night now I remember to drink a big glass of magnesium water and take my supplements.
Hmm.
As like, it's so small, but still I feel like it makes a huge difference. And just like adding maybe a little bit more vegetables in my meals or...
Hmm.
For example, I bought this amazing hair mask from, what's it called? Jisoo? Yeah, it's an amazing hair mask. And that was also like just something that it wasn't something I thought I wanted, but I was like, my body was like, I want that.
Yeah.
And then when you follow these things, the results are so instant.
Oh, it's so good. I love it.
And also like... another thing that was so random, I bought this brush where I've walked past it so many times that I'm like, I don't need that, and my body's like, I want that brush. I was like, it's so tiny, and I really, it's like, I don't know, the price is very weird for a brush, like what the fuck do you need that brush? And my body was like, I want that brush, and so I bought it, and it's like the best brush ever.
Yeah, I bet.
And so that's just, I think that is my inspiration these days. It's just like being more present, following these small nuggets.
Nuggets.
And incorporating them. And
yeah.
Just like, I don't know, right now I'm just okay with what is. And
Yeah, I also had one of those intuitive hits when it came to my skin.
Yeah.
Which was that I was like, oh, why is my skin so dry and dull and why is it like breaking out and all of these things. And then my intuition was like, you don't give it any love or time.
Yeah.
Or any attention. I was like, yeah, I'm using great products, but I was just like smacking it on and moving on with my day.
Mm.
So what my intuition said was that take some time every morning, every evening, set up a mirror, blend that beautiful collagen booster face oil into your hands, melt it into the skin, give yourself a face massage, and roll with a face roller.
Mm.
And my skin changed the day after.
Yeah, same with my hair. It's so wild. Yeah.
And what I did at the same time was that I talked beautifully to my skin. I was like, thank you for being so protective. Thank you for being uniquely my skin. Thank you for showing me how quickly you can change. I love you. I'll nourish you. All of these things.
Yeah.
In a focused, just a few minutes. And it was like, that's what my skin needed. Just some simple love.
And attention.
And attention and time, instead of me just rushing by complaining why it's not doing what I want it to do. That's not how it works.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, now that you say it, I did the same with my body. Like, I bought this magnesium body cream.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, and literally, like, I just realized, like, I haven't probably in a year spent time lotioning up my body. Like, and it just gave me such a moment every night to, like, be present with each body part, show it love, show it connection.
Yeah.
And that was also one of the things that I was like, I don't need another body lotion. But it was like, yes, you actually do. And
yeah,
just like, I feel like this is also the way we've chosen every single product in our shop. It's not for the products per se, but it is also because it's like, it's all of these moments where you just like lighting a candle, sitting down, journaling. That's also something I started doing again in my Magic Vibe journal. And these are the things that like bring us back into alignment.
Yeah.
Like adding moringa to my smoothie. You know, all like, that's why I'm so in awe, because the shop was like, our intuition and excitement picked out all of the products. And now it's like, it's never ending. It's so giving. It's still giving me every day that same feeling. Like, wow, using this makes me feel so good.
Yeah,
like lighting an incense, lighting a candle, all the supplements from Anima Mundi.
Yeah, I had the same thing with the moringa. I was a little bit low in iron. And it was just there on the shelf staring at me like, hello, I'm packed with iron and nutrients. And then I've added 1 teaspoon into every smoothie and into my matcha. So I've made like a moringa matcha hot drink every day.
Yeah.
And I feel so much stronger, kind of. I like, my headaches are going away. I was dizzy before. Now I'm not. So I think that actually shifted up the whole system. And I would like to, of course, document that. I want to take some blood samples and see the change. But, you know, we can also feel things in our body.
Yeah. Wow, beautiful. Okay, so before we wrap it up, do you have any like last inspo things you want to share?
I think that avocado underscore skillet is a great account for food.
Okay.
So many nice recipes on Pinterest and Instagram. So check it out if you want some more plant-based inspo.
Okay, thanks.
And check out, of course, the Radical Broccoli Shop. This will be an advertisement for our own shop, which is packed with everything we love. I think we need to get some hairbrushes and some magnesium oil on there.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I'm currently sipping on a beautiful, calm Anima Mundi stress relief tea, which tastes like heaven.
Yeah, that's so good.
And if you want to get inspired even more, together with a beautiful community of people who also support each other so nicely in our self-development and growth, join the Radical Broccoli membership, which is an online community where we every week meet up online. We have guests, we have teachers coming in, we have modalities, we have done cup, we have done breath work. Oh, it's filled with exciting things, honestly.
Yeah.
And we have a 10-day trial, so no reason to not try it out.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much for listening. And if you feel inspired or if you do any of the things we've talked about, please let us know. And if maybe you have something you want to share that you have felt inspired by, then we'd also love to hear it.
Yeah.
Wishing you a beautiful week. And yeah, until next time.
Until next time, tag us on Instagram with all your inspiring moments.
Yes.
Ciao.
Bye.